Episode 83 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and you know who you are. We'll be reading Leviticus 23, Mark 7, and Psalms chapter 5 today from the Webb English Bible. Leviticus 23. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, 'The set feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my set feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no kind of work. It is a Sabbath to Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the set feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their appointed season. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, is Yahweh's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Yahweh. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work." Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, 'When you have come into the land which I give to you, and shall reap its harvest, then you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh to be accepted for you. On the next day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. On the day when you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a male lamb without blemish, a year old, for a burnt offering to Yahweh. The meal offering with it shall be 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Yahweh for a pleasant aroma, and the drink offering with it shall be of wine, the 1/4 part of a hin. You shall eat neither bread, nor roasted grain, nor fresh grain, until this same day, until you have brought the offering of your God. This is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. You shall count from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Even to the next day after the 7th Sabbath, you shall number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meal offering to Yahweh. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering made of 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour. They shall be baked with yeast for first fruits to Yahweh. You shall present with the bread 7 lambs without blemish, a year old, 1 young bull, and 2 rams. They shall be a burnt offering to Yahweh, with their meal offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of a sweet aroma to Yahweh. You shall offer 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 male lambs a year old for a sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Yahweh with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to Yahweh for the priest. You shall make proclamation on the same day. There shall be a holy convocation to you. You shall do no regular work. This is a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap into the corners of your field. Neither shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the foreigner. I am Yahweh your God." Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, 'In the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh.'" Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "However, on the 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall afflict yourselves, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall do no kind of work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for you before Yahweh your God. For whoever it is who shall not deny himself in that same day shall be cut off from his people. Whoever it is who does any kind of work in that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall do no kind of work. It is a statute forever, throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall deny yourselves. In the ninth day of the month, at evening, from evening to evening, you shall keep your Sabbath. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say, On the 15th day of this seventh month is the Feast of Tents for 7 days to Yahweh. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly. You shall do no regular work. These are the appointed feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meal offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, each on its own day, besides the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings which you give to Yahweh. So on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruits of the land, you shall keep the feast of Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a solemn rest, and on the 8th day shall be a solemn rest. You shall take on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your God 7 days. You shall keep it a feast to Yahweh 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall keep it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All who are native-born in Israel shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out from the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. Moses declared to the children of Israel the appointed feasts of Yahweh. Mark chapter 7. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes gathered together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now when they saw some of his disciples eating bread with defiled, that is, unwashed, hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews don't eat unless they wash their hands and forearms, holding to the tradition of the elders. They don't eat when they come from the marketplace unless they bathe themselves, and there are many other things which they have received to hold to, washing of cups, pitchers, bronze vessels, and couches. The Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with unwashed hands? He answered them, Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For you set aside the commandment of God, and hold tightly to the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and you do many other such things. He said to them, Full well do you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, If a man tells his father or his mother, Whatever profit you might have received from me is korban, that is to say, given to God, then you no longer allow him to do anything for his father or his mother, making void the word of God by your tradition, which you have handed down. You do so many things like this. He called all the multitude to himself and said to them, Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside of the man that, going into him, can defile him, but the things which proceed out of the man are those that defile the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. When he had entered into a house away from the multitude, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, Are you thus without understanding also? Don't you perceive that whatever goes into the man from outside can't defile him, because it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach, then into the latrine, thus purifying all foods? He said, That which proceeds out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the hearts of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, sexual sins, murders, thefts, covetings, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. From there he arose and went away into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. He entered into a house and didn't want anyone to know it, but he couldn't escape notice. For a woman, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, having heard of him, came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race. She begged him that he would cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not appropriate to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." He said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." She went away to her house and found the child having been laid on the bed with the demon gone out. Again he departed from the borders of Tyre and Sidon and came to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the region of Decapolis. They brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. They begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside from the multitude, privately, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was released, and he spoke clearly. He commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, so much the more widely they proclaimed it. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes even the deaf hear and the mute speak." Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Listen to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. Yahweh, in the morning you shall hear my voice. In the morning I will lay my requests before you and will watch expectantly. For you are not a God who has pleasure in wickedness. Evil can't live with you. The arrogant shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You will destroy those who speak lies. Yahweh abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, in the abundance of your loving kindness, I will come into your house. I will bow toward your holy temple in reverence to you. Lead me, Yahweh, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their heart is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Thrust them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them always shout for joy because you defend them. Let them also who love your name be joyful in you, for you will bless the righteous. Yahweh, you will surround them with favor as with a shield. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, today in Leviticus 23, God told the children of Israel about the various convocations or festivals that they're to observe during the year. In Mark 7, Jesus got my attention when he said something that sounded pretty harsh. It sounded like he was equating the Greek mother of the daughter with an unclean spirit with a dog. What are your thoughts? Don't be shy. Let's talk about it on our Facebook group page, lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. And Psalm 5 was appropriate for me personally today. Earlier, I read through some comments on a blog that was, well, outright hostile to Christians. The comments were full of hatred and bile towards us. As an aside here, friends, make no mistake, the culture is turning against us, and it's only just beginning. Be prepared. We're under attack, and it's going to get worse. Anyway, in regards to Psalm 5, I know that we're supposed to pray for our enemies. And yes, that is the right thing to do. Jesus told us to do it. We need to pray for our enemies. But in this psalm, we see King David asking God to deal with them because of their evilness. And we see David calling believers to rejoice in God. Friend, I suggest you commit this psalm to memory. It will help to carry you through in the days to come. And in regards to that, my pastor just this past Sunday preached a sermon dealing with this subject of the culture and their disdain for us and the upcoming challenges that I believe and he believes that we're going to be going through. If you are on Facebook, I suggest you go to LifeSpring Media, the Facebook group page there, and listen to LifeSpring Sunday number 207 by Pastor Steve O'Brien. He deals with it pretty well. And if you're listening to this episode sometime in the future, and it's not too easy to find it on the Facebook group page, just go to lifespringsunday.com and do a search for episode number 207, Lifespring Sunday number 207. Really, I think it's an important sermon to listen to. I'd love to hear your feedback. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. There is, of course, the Facebook group, and you can tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.